Hi, my name is Mike Gibb. I run AccountsRecovery.net, and I'm excited to bring you today's webinar on a very important yet largely under-the-radar topic, call blocking and call labeling. For more than a year, cell phone carriers have been bolstering their defenses against robocalls. In many cases, the carriers are either outright blocking calls they deem to be robocalls from being connected to consumers or giving consumers the power to label calls as spam. In many cases, legitimate calls, including those from collection agencies, are being caught up in this tangled web. We're fortunate to have Mary Beth DeGeorgis from Neustar to share insights about how this technology is being deployed, how to register your business numbers, and strategies to keep your calls from being blocked or mislabeled. This webinar is being generously sponsored by Neustar. You'll get the chance to hear more about them in a minute. I wanted to take a quick minute and say a few words about AccountsRecovery.net. AccountsRecovery.net is a news and information platform for the ARM industry. The site publishes unique and curated content, maintains a number of email newsletters, hosts webinars like this one, and offers a number of exciting podcasts for the ARM industry. The site is free for anyone in the industry to use and is a great resource of news and insights to help educate and inform. I hope you'll all spend a few minutes every day checking out what it has to offer. Let me tell you a little bit about today's speaker. Mary Beth DeGeorgis is a Senior Director of Communication Solutions at Neustar. Mary Beth has more than 35 years of experience in the communications industry. She has been with Neustar for the past 9 years and is currently Senior Director in Neustar's Communication Solutions Organization with product management responsibility for the evolution of Neustar's caller identity services, a suite of solutions ensuring secure, accurate, and enriched identity for the voice communications ecosystem. Over the course of her career, Mary Beth has launched a number of critical solutions for carrier, MSO, and utility market clients, both here and abroad, spanning network interconnection, provisioning, billing, numbering, and now identity. She has also served in leadership positions for standards development bodies here in the U.S. and internationally. Prior to joining Neustar, Mary Beth held technical and managerial positions with Telcordia Technologies and Verizon. The format for today's webinar will be a presentation from Mary Beth. We encourage everybody to submit questions and we'll get to them when her presentation has concluded. To submit a question, please enter it into the question tab on your Zoom webinar control panel. This event is being recorded and a recording will be made available in the coming days on accountsrecovery.net. Now let me take a quick moment and say a few words about Neustar. Neustar is a leading global information services provider driving the connected world forward with responsible identity resolution. As a company built on a foundation of privacy by design, Neustar is depended upon by the world's largest corporations to help grow, guard, and guide their businesses with the most complete understanding of how to connect people, places, and things. Neustar's unique, accurate, and real-time identity system, continuously corroborated through billions of transactions, empowers critical decisions across our clients' enterprise needs. With that, let me introduce Mary Beth DeGeorgis to begin her presentation. Mary Beth?
Good afternoon. Thank you, Mike, for your introduction. Again, my name is Mary Beth DeGeorgis. I'm Senior Director for Product Management here at Neustar. And as Mike already revealed, I am not an expert in collections, but I am have deep expertise in telecom, and I've been in the telecom industry for over 35 years. So what I want to do for today's webinar is first I'll give a brief introduction. I mean, you've heard about Neustar, but I'm going to give a little more detail about the vertical that we're working in here. I'm going to frame some of the issues and the problems that have cropped up for all enterprises, frankly, particularly for the collections industry. And then I'll talk about some of the solutions that are being rolled out to help with the challenges in this space. So thank you for your time this afternoon. First of all, about this particular vertical and this identity vertical at Neustar, we have a number of businesses that we work in. We have a marketing or business here at Neustar. We have a digital defense business. We have fraud, risk, and compliance business. We have a communication solutions business, and we have a registry business. And what I'm going to focus on today is all around fraud, risk, compliance, and communications. On the fraud, risk, and compliance side of our business, we're helping our customers not only to authenticate identity, but providing them additional insights such as, you know, who to contact. Are you sure that you're contacting the right person? What number is best to reach that person on? What time of day do they typically pick up the phone? So when to contact that person? And then finally, how do you contact them? What are they seeing when you reach out to a consumer, and how best to get them to pick up that phone? And that is what what's what we're going to really focus on today, is this fourth pillar of how to contact and how to improve that contact on a voice call to your consumer. So this slide kind of says it all, right? In the recent years, we've seen amazing advances in verified identity and targeted marketing across online and digital world, as you can see on the left-hand side. But there's really been very little progress in the telecommunications space. What you see on the right side is pretty typical of what a consumer sees when an outbound call is made to a mobile device. So typically they'll see the telephone number, they may see the city or state. In some rare instances, they could see a name, but for the most part, unless that name is in your personal mobile directory, this is what you're gonna see. And this is what Neustar is trying to solve. You know, at the same time that this is happening, there's a lot of indicators that show that voice is not dead. In our role as a leading provider of caller identity services, we estimate there's approximately 8 billion business to consumer calls made every month. And these calls are made to over a half a billion devices, including 400 million now mobile devices here in the U.S. So this represents billions and billions of opportunities to make a good impression with your customer. Second, it's a bit counterintuitive, but the explosion in the digital channel is in fact increasing phone calls, not necessarily decreasing them. And where it's increasing the phone call or the live interaction, it's driving over 1 trillion or 27% of a $3.7 trillion dollar spend. So a fairly significant, over a quarter of business commerce is done via a voice call. Most importantly, by the time that a consumer has made a buying decision or advanced to the point where they want to get on the telephone call, they're pretty far along in their buying process. They want to discuss high value transactions. They want to resolve complex problems. They want to share sensitive information or get a quick answer. And this is something they want to do quickly over a voice call. So calls are very much still part of the conversation. So what's happening out there? Well, over the past couple of years, there has been an explosion here, not just in the United States, but there has been an explosion in fraudulent calling, robocalling. Robocalls have frankly become an epidemic. There are 1,000 robocalls per second here in the United States. That's 3 billion robocalls a month. Both the FCC and the FTC report robocalls as the number one consumer complaint. 7 million complaints to the FTC just last year. So, and it's also not just simply a nuisance, right? In many cases, people are being milked out of money, which the FTC said it was $350 million lost to phone scams last year. So there's really kind of two problems that we're trying to solve here at Neustar. The first is to solve for robocalls. And how to distinguish a bad robocall from a legitimate robocall. And the second is spoofing, you know, the overtaking of a telephone number, or somebody impersonating someone using a telephone number that does not belong to them. And so over the past several years, Neustar has been working to resolve matters in this space. You know, what happens with this robocall epidemic is two major impacts, basically. Number one, it makes interactions with your customers very difficult if you can get them to answer the phone at all. And number two, consumers are completely frustrated, right? Because they can't discern a good caller from a bad caller. And so as a result, they answer no calls. And that's not good for anyone's business. It's not good for the enterprise. And frankly, it's not good for the carrier space. They want traffic to traverse their network to be good traffic. They want people to pick up the calls. So this is where we are. This is where, we've kind of come to over the past couple of years. Only 1 in 10 calls are actually being answered. 20% at Pace, it's been reported that there's been a 20% decrease in answer rates for outbound contact centers. In the service industry, if you miss a call, if something's being delivered, and the customer doesn't recognize the number, they don't answer the door, $150 is around, an average number of what is lost in the service industry for missed appointments, for example. Neustar ran a survey last summer, a Google survey, thousands of participants, and 75% of those that responded said, yes, in hindsight, I've missed calls that I wanted to take, but I didn't recognize the number, I didn't recognize the call, or I get so many robocalls I didn't pick up. And 88% of consumers indicated that, if I had a little more content, a little more context, a little more accuracy about who's calling me, certainly I would be more prone to pick up the call. And so that's where we started to really dig in to what Neustar could do in this space. In addition, what's been happening along with this robocall epidemic is, all of the regulators are now involved, right? Here in the U.S., the FCC is involved. They're demanding that the phone companies put in solutions to protect the consumer against illegal robocalling and spoofing. In November of 2017, they released a call blocking order clarifying that some calls are allowable. They can be blocked, or they can be overlaid, for example, with some kind of message to the consumer to protect them. And then later in the later May 2018, they approved an industry recommendation to deploy call authentication solutions. So, the bottom line is that the industry, the telecom industry, is changing very quickly, and they're trying to roll out solutions to quickly adapt to these issues and to satisfy the demands of the FCC that something be done to protect consumers. It's not just happening here in the U.S., right? It's happening in other countries as well. Canada is actually being a little more assertive than we are here in the U.S., saying that they'll roll out call authentication solutions by March of 2019. But most countries are approaching this in one form or fashion or another. So what's been happening as a result of this pressure, regulatory pressure, is that carriers are stepping up to the challenge, right? They're rolling out solutions. On the left-hand side, you can see that all of the mobile operators have really rolled out in the past 12 months or so solutions to the consumer that will alert them if it's a robocall that's coming their way. AT&T has Call Protect, and T-Mobile has Scam ID. You can see the name of all of these solutions down here on the left-hand side. But what has happened in the interim is kind of a throw the baby out with the bathwater situation. Some legitimate business calls are now being blocked or labeled an error. Another large problem is that the enterprise who's making the call doesn't necessarily know that the consumer hasn't seen it or that it's been blocked. There's no feedback mechanism to the enterprise to say this call was never shown to the consumer, or this call was shown to the consumer, but it was shown not with your name or telephone number. It was shown with some sort of indication that this was a spam call. So this has been a hot topic of discussion at industry body meetings, particularly over the past 6 months. And I'm not sure how familiar everyone is with these analytics programs. All of the operators have run them out. But largely what they're doing is they're using data science and analytics to look at the call traffic across their networks. And based on volumetrics, frankly, is the number one key driver. They'll inform the consumer that this could potentially be spam or a scam or a robocaller. Or in some cases, AT&T, for example, they'll drop the call. They'll block the call. They're blocking millions of calls. And the interesting thing is that there's, you know, no standard mechanism to do this. Each carrier has either developed their own analytics or they have an analytics partner, right, that they're working with. You know, to kind of convolute it just a little bit more, what they also incorporate into these models are crowdsourced information. So if you have a mobile device yourself and you have one of these services, you know that at a click of a button, you can report a telephone number to be fraudulent, robocaller, scammer, annoying. And this information then goes back to these analytics models, and it gets added into their analytics engine. And what's happening is legitimate callers, unfortunately, are being overlaid. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in detail as we move through today's presentation. So first problem, of course, is new solutions are overlaying, you know, legitimate calls, and we need to think of a way to get beyond that. In addition to that, the next problem is that enterprises don't necessarily manage their own brand directly, right? Today, when you procure a telephone number or lease a telephone number from a carrier, you anticipate that that carrier, as part of their onboarding process, will then assign the appropriate name to that telephone number, assign your business's name or the name that you want to be displayed to that consumer. What carriers do is when they lease a telephone number, they have a number of ancillary services that they need to assign to that telephone number, right? They'll make sure you're registered in the E911 database. They'll make sure your directory listings are set up. There's a number of items that go along with that telephone number, and one of them is to provision a name. And so this example that you're seeing here clearly is, we've anonymized it, but this is an actual enterprise customer of Neustar's, who when we looked at the ecosystem to see how they were being displayed to consumers across the United States, we saw that in many cases, the consumer saw a caller ID that was inconsistent, or worse yet, it was inaccurate. So in this particular enterprise's case, 45% of the names that they thought would be associated with their telephone numbers were in fact either inconsistent, inaccurate, or missing completely. So you might kind of wonder, like, how can that be? Didn't the carrier update my name? And in many cases, they have updated the name. But as you can see, and I'm sorry for this busy slide, but as you can see on the bottom, data changes quite quickly, right? 75 million consumers change their phone carriers every year. They're hopping to the best plan, right? So they go from one to another. 45 million change their telephone numbers. You know, 50 million people relocate. So, I mean, just the purpose of this slide is to just say that data changes constantly. And so for the carriers to keep up with this, or frankly, for enterprises to keep up with it, you know, we have enterprises that they may lease their numbers from, a dozen carriers. They may lease their numbers from 50 carriers. And so what would happen in that case is that they have to go out to these 50 carriers and say, oh, I just took on, I just changed the name on this telephone number. Could you update it? And, you know, it's a heavy lift for enterprises to manage that through the carrier community. On the top of this slide, I just wanted, because some people just are not aware that how the caller ID works in the telecom network. And so if you look at this top right-hand side of the screen, you can see that what happens is a carrier up on the top right will come in and they'll load a number into what we call the line information database, right, the LIDB. This is where caller name is housed in the United States. It's a centrally managed database. And so each carrier will come in and update the names in that database. And then what happens is once the name is out there, when a telephone call is made on the bottom left there, the originating caller makes a phone call out, it actually transits the network, however many carrier networks it passes through. And when it gets to the final carrier, the carrier who is serving that consumer, it will dip into the line information database. It will dip into that industry caller ID database and pull back a name. And that's what the consumer sees. So when you're originating call, when you're calling out to your consumer, even if you're putting a name, you know, say you're using a call center operator, even if you're putting a name out there in your SIP header and pushing that out, that's not what the consumer is going to see in the majority of cases, right? When you use a SIP header, when you're originating a call, that call has to be IP the entire way for that to be usable information. If it traverses a network that is a TDM network, a plain old telephone network, that SIP header will fall off. And so largely what happens is SIP headers are ignored. The terminating carrier will drop that SIP header. They may not receive it because it's traversed a network that wasn't IP. And so what they do here in the U.S. is the terminating carrier will dip a database and pull back that name. So hence the importance of keeping those names up to date, no matter who the carrier is and what the telephone number is. What I'm going to talk about now is we do analyses for our enterprise customers. I don't know if we, as an information services company, we service approximately 10,000 brands. I think, the largest brands in the world use Neustar for identity management. And so what we've been doing is talking to these brands and saying, okay, we're helping you with identity management and when to call and what best number to call, but what does it look like when you actually make that phone call? That's something that's been missed kind of in the process. And so this is an example, I've anonymized it, but this is an example of one of our account recovery type customers. And so this particular, we did an analysis, of what does it look like when they actually call a consumer? And we're able to see that because, of course, we run the caller identity database here in the U.S., the largest one. And so what happened is this collection company provided us with 9,551 telephone numbers to take a look at. And so we did. We took a look at, in the caller ID space, how are those telephone numbers being presented to a consumer? We saw over 12 million transactions. And as you can see here, 50% of the call, outbound calls that they were making were showing unknown name. 34% were showing a city or state. And this is a fallback when there's not a name there. Many of the carriers will say, well, we don't have a name, but it is coming from this city or state. And then, a smaller percentage, as you can see here, showing some variation of the name, but not necessarily a consistent name. Now, these telephone numbers ran across 12 carriers. And so this, in order to correct this or improve it, this customer would have to go out to those 12 carriers and make sure they had services orders running to update all of their telephone numbers and names for that. But most interesting, over the past year or 18 months, these calls, they're very high volume calls, their top telephone numbers were being flagged as spam likely, and robocaller. A little more detail about the results. I took the telephone numbers out, but these are the volumes of calls they were making from their top 10 telephone numbers, and this is what was being shown on the right-hand side as a caller name for these particular numbers, so Houston, Texas, unknown name, unassigned, etc. And then most interesting to this client is that those same numbers, when presented to the consumer, were actually not even saying city, state, or unknown, but potential spam, robocaller, debt collector, scam likely, and spam number. And why is this happening? It's happening because of those analytics programs that the carriers have rolled out that I talked about, just a few minutes ago. And what I wanted to show you is the, actual screenshot. This is what it would look like. Those little yellow tags are me overlaying the actual phone number to protect the innocent. But this is what a consumer would see, right? They'd actually see potential spam, scam likely, protect yourself. And, in reality, who's going to pick up a phone call like that? So these are a lot of the challenges that our enterprise customers have faced, including our customers in the collection space. And you're probably thinking now, like, you know, so where does Neustar fit in this space? Well, we've been able to resolve these issues for a growing number of our customers. And the reason that we are able to do that is because we are the largest provider of caller identity, caller ID database in the United States. Through acquisitions, honestly, over the past 6 to 7 years, we have become the largest caller ID provider, and we now cover approximately 90% of the caller identity market here. Over 850 carriers come to Neustar for caller identity. So remember I said the terminating carrier will dip into a line information database and pull back a name. That's Neustar, where they're dipping. We're also the number one provider of caller ID to the mobile operators and to the mobile analytics providers. So for those people who have a mobile phone and subscribe to caller identity service, when that caller identity is shown, it's shown from the Neustar database. We have billions of transactions that traverse our network every month, I think we're close to 12 billion transactions now, and we have very small percentage of trouble tickets. So we're pretty good at what we do. It's our bread and butter. We've been doing it for a really long time. But because we've been doing it for a really long time, we also, over the past few years, have been developing solutions to help our enterprise customers navigate this new telecom challenge and this new telecom reality, basically. And so the other thing I wanted to mention is we are the pioneer in call authentication. So call authentication is basically the digital signature of a call. This is a network component that the carriers are working on to actually certify a call from origination to termination. Neustar is one of our engineers, was the author of a standard called STIR, Secure Telephony Standard. This is an international standard. It was written at the IETF, and that standard has now been brought back to the United States. It's being implemented by our carriers in an implementation called SHAKEN. This is something that is a network element, so a little longer, a little further out in the process to get implemented, because all of the carriers would have to implement it, and of course we have over 1,000 carriers here in the U.S. But just to let you know that Neustar is, you know, driving the charge. We're author of the standards, and we are a trusted steward of identity. We have 800 plus operators store their identity information with us. 7,000 of the leading enterprises around the world. And we also do some business listing and publishing on their behalf. So just wanted to let you know where we sit in this space and why it made sense for us to come up with some solutions to help our enterprise customers, frankly, have better call answer rates, better completion rates, you know, all of those statistics that they're measuring against their business. And so what have we done the past couple of years? We've developed a number of solutions. The first is caller name optimization. This is the one that I'm going to kind of dive a little more deeply in today. And the second is a branded call display. Branded call display is, as you can see in the center, it's the ability to not just send a name, right? Send some additional content and context about why you're calling. More apt that somebody is going to pick up the phone that way. And then finally, certified caller ID, which is Neustar's implementation of the STIR SHAKEN standard. Even though the carriers might take some time to roll this out end to end, there are ways to apply this kind of as an over-the-top solution for enterprises. So not only can they send accurate content, richer content, but they can certify their own calls, you know, knowing the origination and knowing the termination of that call, and certify those to consumers directly outside of the carrier's space. Because we're, kind of a registry, centralized hub for the industry, we've been chosen by the Alliance for Telecommunication Industry Solutions, which is kind of the, if you're not familiar with them, they are the standards body here in the U.S. who does telecom standards. We've been chosen by them to run the industry trust lab in this space. So all of the kind of new solutions and functionality that I'm talking about today can all be tested in the Trust Lab. We call it the Neustar Trust Lab. And there's an industry test bed going on. All of the carriers are there, the enterprises, there's some examples here. But I just wanted to let you know where we are in the space, where we sit in the space. For those who are not familiar with Neustar, we're really kind of a central registry and hub management company doing these services on behalf of not just the enterprises that we serve, but also the carrier space. So we kind of see both sides of the coin, which makes it an interesting opportunity for us to help. So caller name optimization, what is it exactly? I talked about the line information database and the fact that the carriers have the ability to update the database on your behalf when you lease a telephone number. Well, we've now, in the past 9 months, open that database up to enterprises. So they no longer have to go to their carrier to get the name updated. They can have direct access to their own telephone numbers, and they can put against those telephone numbers the name that they want their consumer to see. So standardize your caller name, personalize the call, you know, depending on the department in your company that's calling out, you might want a different message for one telephone number than you want for another telephone number. But it allows you to manage that, to have a consistent caller identity experience, to make sure that you're not getting unknown or you're not showing city state, that you're actually showing something meaningful for each call that you make. So we now have enterprises coming into the LIDB directly, managing their own telephone numbers. When they make a change to the database, it's updated and propagated to the industry because, as I said, we're a registry and a hub and everyone dips to us within 15 minutes. Typically faster than that, but definitely within 15 minutes, anything that you update to the database will be propagated throughout the 850 operators who dip to Neustar for their caller identity information. What else happens? Well, I told you that we also are the provider of caller identity to the mobile app space. So now all of the mobile operators and the mobile analytics companies who have stood up these programs and don't know that it's American Express calling, for example, will now know that. What we do is when the enterprise registers their telephone numbers or manages their telephone numbers directly through the Neustar LIDB, we then propagate that data out to the mobile operators, to their analytics companies, and the analytics companies now understand, oh, this is not just a robocaller or a spammer. This is actually, you know, a legitimate enterprise making legal calls. And so what we do is your numbers are registered and then they're considered in the analytics. And we don't like to really use the word whitelisting, but they're frankly whitelisted, right? You no longer would show up as spam or scam. You would be neutralized in their analytics so that you would show up as the name that you want to be presented to the consumer. It's not a permanent fix, right? So if you happen to be a company who's going to abuse the TCPA rules or do some kind of untoward dialing practices, you could potentially go back into the negative category. If that happens, typically Neustar is alerted. We call back out to our enterprise to say, hey, something's happening with this telephone number. And you know, we can take some corrective action. I can give you one use case. Back in April, we have a client who is a tax company, frankly, and in April, they tend to go crazy with calling. It's legitimate calling, but the analytics companies and the mobile operators who have rolled out these solutions don't know that, right? And so they saw a big jump in volume. They started tagging these calls with spam, likely. We were notified, and, you know, we called our enterprise, which was a tax company, and we said, are you making some huge calls today on this one particular number? Well, they were making huge calls, but they were not making the volumes that were being seen across the ecosystem, and their number was being spoofed. So in that case, we were able to take that number out of circulation quickly before the damage was done. So it's kind of a nice environment or where everybody's kind of now cooperating to make sure that there's no negative impact to enterprises who are kind of making themselves known through these new services. We've, as you can probably imagine, there's a great interest in these kinds of services, right? Enterprises don't want their calls to be overlaid. The benefit, of course, is because Neustar kind of sits in the middle of this space, it's kind of like a one throat to choke, right? One place to come to make sure that everything gets distributed. And so we started with a lot of industry pilots, you know, and you can see in this slide on the bottom, you know, a particular enterprise wanted to work with us. They registered with Neustar. We then distributed the information. That information can either go to the analytics companies that work with the carrier or to the carrier directly. And the models are updated accordingly. We've run, a number of pilots in this area, and many of those have now graduated to production, to be frank. It's a service now that's up and running and growing and pretty successful in the way that the industry is cooperating now to try and resolve some of the, you know, basically unforeseen issues that have come up because of the focus over these past couple of years on the robocalling space. So that's where we are in caller name optimization. I want to give you a quick glimpse into where we're going. So, you know, now you have your name updated, it's consistent, you're feeling good about getting it out there to consumers, what they want to see. Today, caller ID is limited to a 15-character field, frankly. That's what the network can handle, a 15-character field. But in the mobile space, there's so much more you can do, right? So these are just kind of examples of where you're going. Where caller name optimization is in production level service, where you know clients are using it today, this functionality, what we call at Neustar, we call branded call display, is in a pilot. So we have a handful of enterprises we're working with now. We're working with all of the mobile operators. This service is in pilot today. We're kind of perfecting it, getting the kinks out of it, and then it will be rolled out. I would say beginning second quarter of 2019, you're going to start seeing this on your mobile service. And of course, there's so many benefits to it. You can improve operations, right? If I'm waiting for someone to come deliver something to my house and I see Jeremy and Sons coming instead of unknown city, state, or 800 number, much more likely I'm going to pick up that telephone number, and the use cases go on, right? If American Express is calling, you may not want to pick it up if you're at work because it could be a marketing call, but if they're calling with a fraud alert, you're probably going to pick that up. And then the last use case here is all about customer engagement. So, you know, we realize that the collection industry is unique, right? There are some things that you can show and some things that you cannot show. And we're cognizant of that. We have a number of collection company customers that we're working with today who are doing, frankly, A/B testing to see what works best, right? And from that, we expect to have some best practices. But the good news is we're on our way, we're working on it, and there are solutions in the hopper for collection industry space. And then I mentioned the stir-shaken standards and the ability to actually lock down a call, certify a call. So like, you know, what you can envision happening is when a call is originated, that carrier will reach out, get a certificate. That certificate will stick with that call as it traverses across the multiple carrier networks till it gets to the terminating side, in which case the terminating operator will unlock that certificate and will know that that call has not been tampered with. It's almost analogous to on the internet when you see the HTTPS, that S meaning it's a secure transaction. They'll do something similar in the phone industry. Some of the carriers, as a matter of fact, will be rolling out solutions in 2019. They'll be doing this stir-shaken technology. But again, many carriers in the industry, so by the time it's, you know, across all networks, it could be a heavier lift. But we do have some means to do this enterprise by enterprise. And so that'll be an interesting development in 2019 as well. So, I mean, I've been talking a lot. In conclusion, you know, Neustar is simply, we're at the leading edge of trusted calling. This is our expertise, and we do As I said, we're leading customer network of carriers and enterprises. I don't know why this keeps jumping ahead. Identity resolution is in our DNA. We have a full portfolio of services. I talked about caller name optimization. I talked about branded call display, and I talked about stir shaken. For some reason, this keeps wanting to go, so I'm just going to let it go. But the bottom line is that, you know, we are delivering services to customers today. They're up and available. I talked earlier about, or I showed you the example of the client we have and what their experience looks like in the ecosystem. And I wanted to let you know that we do that free of charge, right? So if you want to know what your outbound calling looks like when a consumer sees it, we can run that kind of an analysis for you and give you the results. Because, you know, you may not have a problem, but if you do, there are solutions out there to kind of help you mitigate these recent developments and this recent reality that's come into the voice ecosystem. And so I think that is kind of it. I've talked a lot. I'm sure there's probably maybe some questions, Mike, but I want to thank you all for your time and your attention this afternoon and for having Neustar at this webinar. And Mike, I'll hand it back to you.
Thanks, Mary Beth. That was incredibly comprehensive, and I don't think you took a breath during that entire time. So I'll let you get a drink of water for a second and catch your breath, but that was really impressive. Thank you. We do have a few questions that have come in from the audience. If you're still listening and have a question, now's the time to type it in, and we'll try to get to it before we run out of time. But our first question here is, if enterprises updated their lines with the carriers in a timely manner, then many of the unknown caller ID notifications should be rectified, correct?
Yes. If you you are still able to go out to the carriers, update your names with carriers, and those names will be updated in the line information database. So that is the database that Neustar runs. The carriers still have that core functionality. And so that can happen. I think where this is useful is sometimes that takes a long time to happen. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. And sometimes you have many carriers to work with. So it's really kind of a balancing act. Do you have a lot of resources, or do you have resources? Maybe you have a telecom sector who focuses, you know, solely on that function, and it works perfectly fine with you. Or, you know, maybe that's not part of what you want to do as a core function. You kind of want to make it a little easier and simpler, and, you know, really, you know, stick to your knitting, basically.
Got it. The next question, how do you ensure that the apps, I guess third-party applications, abide by your updates?
Yeah, so we have partnerships with all of the mobile operators and their app analytics companies. And so it's been working really well, and we are doing more and more together. So co-opetition, I guess you would say. But yeah, all of the largest mobile apps, and if you can get to the, let's face it, if you can update your information with the largest operators, you know, you've pretty much got the majority of the network covered. So there's about 7 or 8 maybe really large players in this space, and we work with all of them here at Neustar.
Got it. Our next question, if the analytics applications used by each of the wireless carriers are controlling the display on the consumer's mobile device, how does Neustar mitigate or override what is displayed to the consumer for phone numbers that have been registered with Neustar?
Yeah, so remember that the mobile operators and their analytics providers all use Neustar for caller identity. So if they're going to display a name to the mobile device, that name is coming from Neustar's database. The caveat, I will say, in the mobile space, and you know, if you think about it, you're probably already aware of this. On landline, caller ID is, you know, 99% out there, or 90% out there. All landline phones have caller ID packaged in as a premium service, and everybody gets it. On mobile, not so much, right? On mobile, You either see the name from your personal directory, or you need to opt in to a service, right? Verizon, T-Mo, they all have some sort of a premium service where you can pay, you know, $2.99, $3.99 a month, and you can get caller identity beyond your directory, your personal directory. The thing is that people aren't opting into it, right? People aren't paying for it. So it's a little different in the mobile of the mobile world. It's the opt-in to caller ID in the mobile world is sub 5%. And so what's happening is the model is as we see it, going to flip. And we think that's going to flip in 2019. And the reason is because branded call display is coming. And so the enterprises want to get their, you know, their picture out there, their logo out there, their information out there, and the carriers want to make sure that gets out there too. So we see it happening probably first quarter 2019. I think the first carrier you'll see, I can't say names, but you'll see the first carrier starting to flip the model so that it looks more like the landline space, right? You'll see caller ID being started to get packaged in to your mobile service. And once the first one does that, you'll see the others roll in as well.
For sure. Here's an interesting question. Can you discuss the remediation steps for phone numbers which are legitimate business calls and marked as spam or scam?
So what we do is our clients register their numbers with us. They come directly to our database. We then distribute that throughout the ecosystem, as I said. Initially, that takes anywhere from an hour to a week, to be frank. It depends on how manual each analytics company. Some are a little further along than others. Like, you know, these are all nation services, right? They're all kind of new. And so what would happen is at the outset, your calls are neutralized in their models. So, you know, you might have been a plus, a negative five, now you're a two, which means, you know, you're no longer going to be overlaid. In some cases, if they suspect a nefarious behavior or they see something happening, they may overlay that telephone number again. If they do, we receive an alert. And when we receive that alert, we go back to our enterprise customers. So we're almost like a little bit of a broker. We say, you know, why are the calls on this particular telephone number, you know, are showing up in the analytics models? Our client will give us the reason why that's happening, and we typically can mitigate that on behalf of our customers. We found the analytics company to be fairly reasonable in working with us anyway, because they know we're doing a pretty solid vetting of the enterprises as we bring them on. We know who these people are, we know what kinds of calls they're making, and we're able to explain that on their behalf.
Excellent. Here's, a situation where someone said, when we call the provider, they insist the people themselves are marking our numbers locally, but that seems unlikely. How can we get past this road bump with the provider?
Yeah, so maybe there's a twist to it, right? They might be talking about there are services out there where a consumer can opt in, right? You might opt into, I mean, there's like 500 apps out there that you could opt into to kind of look at robocallers and scammers and all this kind of thing. And so in some cases, a consumer could have chosen not to receive a call from this number. That is correct. But the penetration of the opt-in rate for those type of services is negligible. It's very, very small. It doesn't seem to be impacting at least any of the enterprise customers whatsoever.
Got it. There was a question here that came in about the cost of the service. I imagine that's something that's probably best discussed offline after the webinar.
Yeah, I mean, you can always reach out to Neustar. One of our, account team will follow up with you. We can do that free analysis. You may not want to pay anything if your analysis comes out okay, right? But this is not, I'm going to be frank. This is not a big moneymaker for Neustar. This is a service that we stood up because our enterprise's calls weren't getting through, right? And so where Neustar is headed is branded call display. That's where we want to go. We want to get out the richer content and context. I mean, imagine what can happen if in a post-call interaction, right? The call, you make a call to your consumer, they don't pick it up because, you know, they don't want to pay their debt. But in a post-call interaction, there might be a link there, you know, where you can click to pay. And they might do something like that. They just don't want to talk to somebody, right? So this is where Neustar wants to go. Neustar wants to go to branded call display, but it doesn't make sense to go to branded call display if somebody's overlaying our enterprise call with spam likely, right? So we had to mitigate the spam likely situation in order to get to branded call display. So I will say, I think you'd be pleasantly surprised. It's pretty economical to get to call, to do caller name optimization because our goal is branded call display.
Got it. Here's a question about when a phone number is being spoofed by a scammer. The question is there a way to get ahead of that so you don't sacrifice good numbers?
There is actually a way to get ahead of that. Coincidentally, I talked about the stir shaken implementation for carriers. Well, Neustar obviously wrote the standard, and so as a result of that, we have our own implementation of it. It is not market ready yet. We are testing it on our own internal systems, to be honest with you. We're testing it on our Cisco systems and working out all the kinks. But what we're doing is testing it on behalf of our enterprises. So if we get it to work for us, which we're having a lot of success, then that's something that we can roll out to enterprises prior to having to wait for all of the carriers to get on board. So yes, we are going to have an enterprise level, we'll call it certified caller. Available, and that will be probably first quarter. It's coming up real soon.
Excellent. Well, I think that's all the questions that we have right now. Before we wrap up, any parting words of wisdom, any takeaways, any summary of your remarks today to share with the audience?
No, I don't think so. I just to reiterate that, you know, identity is what we do. And we've been in this voice space since the late 90s. And so that's why we want it to still work. And again, you know, feel free to reach out to Neustar. At the very least, we can do an analysis of what your outbound calling looks like today and provide you back a report. And then you can take it from there, whether you want to proceed or not.
Excellent. Very helpful. Really appreciate the time. Appreciate everybody listening. Thank you, Mary Beth. For your insights. This webinar clearly would not have been possible without your participation. I also wanted to thank Neustar for sponsoring today's webinar. Please go to www.neustar.com to learn more about the company. A recording of this event will be made available on accountsrecovery.net in the coming days. That'll be an audio recording as well as an audio plus the slide component for anybody who's interested in accessing a copy of this comprehensive presentation. Thanks to everybody who participated today. Please stay tuned to accountsrecovery.net for news and more webinars in the very near future. Mary Beth, thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Thanks, everybody.